Here's Check on Stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. In Cornwall, the Board of Selectmen received resounding approval to enter into a license agreement with Eversource Energy for public use of a 3-acre parcel of land, which is known as the Bend on Lower River Road in West Cornwall. More than 60 residents came to Town Hall Friday night for that town meeting. That story is in this weekend's edition of the Republican American. The Dutchess County Department of Public Works has announced work on Bridge PP12 on the Amenia Pine Plains Road. County Route 83 in the town of Pine Plains is expected to begin on or about September 4th. That bridge, located near the intersection of Wright's Corner Road, County Route 70, will be replaced due to structural deficiencies that have led to weight and width restrictions over time. Project work will involve replacing the existing bridge with precast structure and the addition of 4-foot shoulders. Amenia Pine Plains Road will be closed starting on or about September 4th with a detour route posted and is expected to reopen in December of 2018. The road closure will be approximately 1/10 of a mile west of Ryder's Corner intersection. The planned detour will direct traffic along Ryder's Corners Road, Church Street, Route 199, and South Main, Route 82. The entire project is anticipated to be completed by early 2019. Amenia Pine Plains Road averages about 430 vehicles a day. The Sharon Historical District Commission is having a meeting tonight. That'll be held at 6 p.m. at Town Hall. Salisbury Planning and Zoning Commission has a meeting set for tonight. That is at 6:30 at Salisbury Town Hall. Now, the Region 1 Board of Education has a communications subcommittee meeting coming up on Tuesday at 2:30 in the Central Office Conference Room. Also, the Region 1 Board of Education has a special meeting at 4 o'clock at the Central Office Conference Room as well. The first meeting of the communications will be communications with parents and public in the coming year. An executive session is anticipated, and the second meeting a discussion of the NESAC report. Also on Tuesday, the Board of Selectmen and Sharon have their regular meeting at 5:30 at Sharon Town Hall. Author Kate Walbert will be at Oblong Books in Rhinebeck on Tuesday night at 6 o'clock discussing her new novel, His Favorites. Winds in the Wilderness concerts being held on Wednesday at 5:30, classical and jazz music, Church of St. John of the Wilderness in Copaic Falls, New York. At 5:30, more information, contact the church. Author and Pulitzer Prize-winning poet Gregory Partlow will discuss his new book, Air Traffic, A Memoir of Ambition and Manhood in America, on Thursday at 7 p.m. at the Daniel Arts Center at Bard College at Simon's Rock. It's free, and it's open to the public. Dr. Thomas Guskey, with Labor Day weekend coming up, Thursday is the day of the Vintage Car Parade, which leaves Lime Rock and goes through Lakeville and Salisbury, heads back down, and then winds up for a big event in Falls Village in the afternoon. And that big event in Falls Village is free and open to the public to come see all the cars that are in that antique sports car parade. Best practices for reporting student learning, an informational meeting for parents, students, and community members is being held on Thursday from 7 till 9 p.m. at Housatonic Valley Regional High School in Falls Village. On Thursday night, it's the final of the Sunset Music Series going on at the Canaan VFW. Live music, food, vendors, car, and motorcycle crews. Two guys in suits and ties will be performing. The Town of Ankrum Zoning Board of Appeals will hold a public hearing on Thursday the 30th at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. Under consideration is an area variance to build an equipment storage shed and James Adam, located on parcel ID 197 at the Four Corners Road in the town of Ankrumdale. International Overdose Awareness Day, which aims to raise awareness of overdose and reduce the stigma of drug-related death, is being recognized August 31st. And the Dutchess County Department of Behavioral and Community Health encourages residents to attend a pair of events that will educate the community about the dangers of addictions. These events exemplify the county's breakthrough initiative, which works to break the stigma surrounding substance abuse and mental health issues while offering numerous resources to help those affected. The second annual Labor Day weekend art sale will begin with an opening reception on Friday from 5 till 8 at the Cornwall Library on Pine Street. Sales will continue Saturday, September 2nd from 10 until 4 p.m. Coming up on September 1st is a blood drive at Lone Oak Campsite, an emergency blood shortage prompting American Red Cross to issue an urgent call for eligible donors of all blood types, especially type O. Type O positive is the most common blood type and can be transfused to Rh positive patients of any blood type. This will happen on Saturday, September 1st from 9 a.m. to 2:45 at Lone Oak Campsites in Canaan. There'll be a tag sale with half price on everything at the Sharon Methodist Church on September 1st. That runs from 9 until 4. A church house tour with Paige Dickey comes up in Falls Village at 9:30 in the morning on September 1st. You can tour the Author's Garden and surrounding 17 acres with the Berkshire Botanical Garden. Just contact Berkshire Botanical Garden for more information. Art Studio Views happening September 1st and September 2nd in Rhinebeck, Red Hook, Hyde Park, New York, Tivoli, and Germantown, New York from 11 until 5 with 30 artists opening their studios for free with self-guided visits. In Kent, they're having the inaugural Kent Carnival sponsored by the Kent Memorial Library on the 1st. It'll take place from noon till 3 p.m. at Golden Falcon Field, 20 North Main Street. It'll include music, touch a truck, obstacle courses, bounce house, mural art project, balloon animals, games, and nonprofit organizations. More information at 860-927-3761 or kentmemoriallibrary.org. 12 Moons Coffee House on Saturday, September 1st from 7 till 10. The Lied2s, lied2music.com for more information. Now it's being held at the Annex in Millerton, New York for this show. Donations at the door keep the music playing. Celebrate Old Yankee Street Rod's 50th anniversary car show on Sunday the 2nd. See street rods, muscle cars, classic rate cars, customs, antiques, trucks, and more. Food vendors on hand, live music by the Greyhounds. Enter your vehicle for a $10 donation. Special awards will be given away. It happens from 8 a.m. till 3 p.m. September 2nd at the Great Barrington VFW on Route 7. The rain date is Monday, September 3rd. Of course, lots going on at Lime Rock this Labor Day weekend, with over 1,000 cars expected for the Vintage Weekend, which runs Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. LimeRock.com for more information. There is a bluegrass jamboree in Kent, Connecticut. Fiddle, banjo, and bluegrass band taking the stage. That happens on the 2nd at 1 p.m. Now, a reminder, work is going to begin on the covered bridge in West Cornwall, and that work will begin on September the 4th, which is Tuesday, and the bridge will be closed for just about a month, according to the Connecticut Department of Transportation. And also a reminder, the Dutchess County Department of Public Works is beginning work on the Amenia Pine Plains Road, County Route 83 in the town of Pine Plains, to begin on or about September 4th. The bridge is located near the intersection of Wright's Corner Road and will be replaced due to structural deficiencies that have led to weight and width restrictions. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the week at 25,790.35, the NASDAQ at 79,45.98, and the S&P 500 at 28,74.69. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.